1590 KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Finding and keeping quality employees is critical to running your business, but what happens if you discover that right person for the job also needs more skills? In Ventura County, employers have access to on-the-job training programs through the Workforce Development Board. Here to talk about those programs are Alex Rivera. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thanks.
Great to have you here. And also Christy Norton.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Now, Alex is from the Human Resource Manager. He's actually of Milgard Manufacturing in Simi Valley and a member of the Workforce Development Board. Christy, Business Services Manager for Workforce Services at our local American Job Center of California. Once again, thanks for coming in, and let's start with Alex. Found out you're a CLU alumni, and I was raised in Thousand Oaks, so I'm from CLC all the way out to CLU. So local guy makes good, Alex. The Workforce Development Board has federal funding. It helps employers with customized on-the-job training, or OJT. So tell us all about OJT.
Sure. So it's a program of the Federal Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act that makes funds available to businesses to be able to hire and train screened applicants by directly reimbursing those companies for the workers' training period. The program also helps other companies by helping them with recruitment and screening activities, hiring assistance, ongoing support. And I'll say this, although those funds are available to all the companies, other companies maybe that don't have a professional dedicated HR staff person like me can really benefit from taking advantage of this particular program.
A very important program for people. Again, on-the-job training, OJT. Christy, tell us about the advantages of OJT for both new hires and current employees.
Sure. In my perspective, it's just really smart business. And let me tell you why. It's a really proven workforce development model. What we're able to do with this funding is we're able to help employers access referrals of qualified OJT candidates. And with this funding, we can help employers structure an OJT opportunity that is really relevant to their business operations. And we are going to then offset those associated expenses for that extraordinary cost of doing training. And then I think the best news of all is that it's planned, it's organized, and it's conducted at the employer's work site. So it's your time, your terms, and our service commitment to you.
Now, Chris, if we can stay with you on this one, can you give us like an example? How do you work with employers and OJT participants?
It's really straightforward. We want to open up the conversation with an employer partner. Tell us what your workforce needs are, and then if they're very focused on a particular job that they would like to fill and they would like to use this system, we're going to meet with them, we're going to map out a strategy of identifying the right candidate, we're going to match, and then we're going to develop a partnership agreement and a training plan with that employer, and we're going to assist with the cost of all of that.
You know, some workplaces don't even have, like, specific. Sometimes when they hire somebody, it's like, do they have a job description? Do they even know? And this sounds strange, but, oh, that's right, he has to do this, too. She has to do that, too. So having that formulated is probably something new to a lot of people in business, especially the very small businessmen and businesswomen.
That's really true. We work with a lot of small businesses, and they'll say, I know what I'm looking for, and then we'll say, okay, we have a direction here. Let's put together a job description, a training plan, and it's really about you're going to hire, you're going to train, and we're going to pay. We're going to help with that.
I have seen some job descriptions, stooping, bending, turning, unplugging, plugging in, and it's like somebody must have just gotten, HR people have to know about this. It's kind of funny to read them sometimes because I get a lot of job things sent to me, and it's like inhaling, exhaling, but people really get very, very, very specific on this to make sure, as silly as it sounds, it probably guarantees them more of an opportunity to hire the correct person.
Right.
So let's carry on here. Alex, what has your experience been with customized on-the-job training programs, OJT?
So like Christy was indicating, the program really works hand in hand with companies to be able to clearly identify what their needs are and being able to provide the talent that we need for our particular operations. I know that I've worked with program representatives even before I joined the Workforce Development Board, and recall vividly working with an account manager to help identify our specific requirements, identify what type of person it is that we were interested in bringing on board, and ultimately having a successful partnership with the program to be able to ensure we got what we needed and some job seeker got a job they really, really wanted.
A great point, because if somebody ends up with a job and then when they get there, this isn't what I really thought I was buying into. Awkward moment for both employer and for the person who is hiring.
Well,
the hire slow and fire fast. It sounds very cruel to say that, but it's really important for a workplace.
The program has been very effective, I think, in being able to clearly identify what a company needs so that even if the person has relatively few technical skills, they'll likely have the soft skills that so many employers talk about that are missing from candidates these days, whether it's a strong work ethic, being able to be at work punctually and every day. Those are the kinds of things that you can't necessarily teach, but we tend to get applicants like that.
My IT guy can't say hello to a customer. It's one of those soft skills that's really, really important. So let's end with both of you answering this question, if you would, please. What would you say to an employer, a little advice here, a little guidance, who might want some help with workforce development? Christy, you first, please.
I would encourage any employer that has found this information interesting and stimulating to their workforce development needs to either call our 800 number, which is 800-500-7705, or if you're kind of in that exploratory mode and you would just like to know more about this, I would encourage you to go to the Workforce Ventura County website, the Workforce Development Board, and that website is www.workforceventuracounty.org. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. I know this is good business.
It really is important. And Alex, you'd like to close with?
So I would just echo Christy's sentiments, but I'd also suggest that if folks are interested, maybe consider taking a visit to one of the local American Job Centers of California. Christy's agency is a partner of that center, and I know that many, many employers will find it eye-opening.
Absolutely. We have a lot of pride in our job and career centers, and we invite employers to do business with us at those sites. So we can come to you, you can come to us, but we're here to serve you.
And what is the location?
We have a new building in the East County on Madeira. I'm sorry, it's 2900.
We'll find that was a pop quiz.
Simi Valley.
Beautiful Simi Valley.
Beautiful Simi Valley.
Every city in Ventura County is lovely. And again, I just went through a hiring process myself. I didn't have to do that for quite some time. And I will tell you, some of the pressures are, one, you see these lovely, wonderful people coming in looking for a job, knowing you're only going, it is such a weird process. So the more skills people can develop in hiring as a boss, as a manager, you should really indulge in this available on-the-job training, because I will tell you, it was very, very hard for me, because you feel for everybody who comes in, and you want to help them, you want to give them guidance.
Right.
So this is really an important topic and subject with on-the-job training. And it looks like the Rams are going to come to CLU, Rich. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes.
Yippee. Hey, alumni from CLU right across from us here. So this is huge news. Hey, on-the-job training. Maybe we can get a gig with the Rams.
That would be interesting.
Wouldn't it be
certainly
great?
It would, that 2-year agreement just signed between the university and the NFL team. And they're going to build practice fields and other training facilities in the northwest corner of the campus.
Just more opportunity for people in Ventura County. Another great reason to live in this beautiful county, and make sure that you contact the Workforce Development Board if you're a manager out there and you're looking for some help with on-the-job training. Let's do a quick change of topic here. It's that time of year again. Nominations are open for the annual Workforce Development Awards, or WIBBYs, as they like to call them. If you know a person, business, or group whose extraordinary efforts are helping to build a strong workforce in Ventura County, Let us know. The deadline for nominations is May 4th. You will find the 2016 award nominations form at workforceventuracounty.org. That's workforceventuracounty.org. For on-the-job training information, visit the Workforce Development Board website at workforceventuracounty.org/OJT or call 800-500-7705. That's 800-500-7705. That's workforceventuracounty.org/OJT or again, 800-500-7705. Thanks a lot for coming in, Alex and Christy. Great speaking with you this morning.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.